Masechet Zevachim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, and the last Mishnah we said that Me'ilah applies to all of the different korbanot that we spoke about in the last two Mishnayot, besides for a valid hatat offering, since that could be eaten by somebody, Me'ilah wouldn't apply to it. Here we'll talk about a type of korban that we didn't discuss earlier, a bird that was first designated as an olah, but was fully treated as a korban hatat. The blood application and the melika were done in the same manner that a bird hatat would usually happen with. So question becomes, how do we treat this animal? Do we go after its designation that it was an ola? And if it's an ola, it would be subject to me'ila? Or do we look at the animal as a korban hatat, that it was changed into a korban hatat, since all of the actions that were done to it were done like a korban hatat, and therefore there would be no me'ila to it? Mishnah says, Olat ha'ov she'asa'a limata kima'aseh hatat l'shem hatat. If you have, if a kohen did the blood application of a bird ola, it was designated as an ola, but he did it below the red line, which is the way it would be done for korban hatat. If it was a korban ola, it would be above the red line. Here it was done below like a hatat. And he also did the application of the blood in the way that a korban hatat would be done. He sprinkled the blood, which is the normal way that a korban hatat would be done, as opposed to squeezing it out, which an ola would be done with. And also his kavana was for a korban hatat. Every which way this was treated as a korban hatat, as opposed to how we dealt with in Mishnah, in the second Mishnah, where we had a case where everything was done like korban hatat, besides the melika was done like an ola, that both the windpipe and the food pipe were cut. That type of korban definitely has me'ilah, like we learned earlier. Here we're talking about, maybe it's not an olah whatsoever. Maybe we treat this fully like a hatat in every respect, because we treated it like an olah. We treated it like a korban hatat, even the melika. So therefore, we have a mahloket, what we do with this type of korban, if me'ilah applies to it or not. Rabbi Eliezer omer, mo'alin bas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is me'ilah, since its original designation was an olah. It has me'ilah status like another regular korban olah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, every korban has me'ilah status unless it was permitted to kohanim at some point. Here, since it was designated as an olah, okay, it was treated as a hatat, but it was designated as an olah, so it never was permitted to kohanim, and therefore it is subject to me'ilah. Rabbi Yehoshua omer en mo'alin ba. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, it is not subject to the laws of me'ilah by the fact that we treated this as a korban hatat, even though it was an olah at some point in time, it changed into a hatat, and a korban hatat does not have me'ilah status. Since it was an olah that went wrong, it now looked at as a hatat, and therefore it does not have the me'ilah status. We have a mahlokit here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua on this question. Rabbi Eliezer didn't know that the rationale behind Rabbi Yehoshua was that the olah is now transformed into a hatat. He thought that Rabbi Yehoshua excluded it from the laws of Me'ilah because its designation was changed. It was offered for the sake of a different type of korban. And according to Rabbi Yehoshua, changing a korban's designation would remove the Me'ilah status. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to use an argument to try and prove that Rabbi Yehoshua wasn't talking correctly, even though he now, as we'll elaborate on, he didn't understand properly why Rabbi Yehoshua said that the korban here was not subject to the laws of Me'ilah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yehoshua, Ma'im hatat she'en mo'alin balishma, if a hatat which does not have the laws of me'ilah when it was offered correctly, since a korban hatat could be eaten by the kohanim, the laws of me'ilah do not apply to it. Keshishinat shema mo'alin ba. But it's still subject to the laws of me'ilah when the designation was changed, when the kohen offered it as an olah. So therefore, the Tana here, Rabbi Eliezer, is going to try and use a kal vachomer. Ola shemo alin balishma fin ola, which is subject to the laws of me'ilah when it was offered as a regular korban ola, as its own designation. If a person went ahead and benefited from it, keshishinat shema, you know, din shema aluba. If the designation was changed, shouldn't we say that me'ilah also applies to it? The case of the hatat that was offered for an ola shows that a change in designation makes an offering subject to me'ilah. So shouldn't the same apply here? An olah that was changed into a hatat. We should also say that a change happened over here, and since it was an olah at one point in time, that also a korban here should still be subject to laws of me'ilah. We can't say that the change in designation makes the korban exempt from me'ilah. That's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua is going to respond to him. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua responds to him. Lo, that's not a good argument. It's not a good argument. Ima marta behatat sheshinat shema l'shem ola. Even though you want to say that there is me'ilah in the case of a hatat, whose designation was changed to an ola, sheken shinat shema l'davar sheyesh bo me'ilah. It's because the designation was changed to something that me'ilah applies to. It changed from hatat to an ola. Tomar ba'ola sheshinat shema l'shem hatat, sheken shinat shema b'davar sheyesh bo me'ilah. Could we say the same thing when talking about an ola that changed into a hatat? The designation was changed into something that doesn't have me'ilah status. So it only works one way, says Rabbi Yehoshua. When you want to tell me a hatat that changed into an ola, that makes sense that it changes into something that has me'ilah capability, because it changed into something that has it. But how could you tell me it works the other way, that if somebody had an ola and they changed that into a hatat, that me'ilah would still apply to it? Just because it has a change of status doesn't mean that me'ilah applies to it. The only reason that me'ilah applied in that previous case is because it turned into an ola, the korban that has me'ilah status. But if you have an ola that changed to hatat, why should there be any reason to say that the korban now has the ability to become subject to the laws of me'ilah? So that's the logic of Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to answer him with the following. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'hare kodshe kadashim sheshehatan badarom. He says, we could prove it from the case of Koche Kadashim, an animal hatat, for example, that was slaughtered in the southern part of the courtyard for the sake of Kadashim Kalim. It could prove that you're wrong. How? Because in that type of case, the designation was changed to something that does not have me'ilah status. Kadashim Kalim are exempt from me'ilah. U'mu'alin bahin. And they still remain subject to me'ilah. What we're saying here is, you have Kachei Kadashim, where Me'ilah does apply, and they were changed to Kadashim Kalim. And even though Kachei Kalim do not have the laws of Me'ilah generally, we still see that the Me'ilah status applies to them. So therefore, Af Ata Al Titma Al Ha'ola. So same thing you, Rabbi Yehoshua. You shouldn't be surprised about the bird Ola we're talking about. That even though we're talking about a designation here that changed to something that's not subject to an Ola, Me'ilah, which is an Ola that changed to a Korban Hatat, Shima Aluba, it remains subject to the laws of Me'ilah. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that if it had the ability to become Me'ilah at some point in time, it stays as something that has the ability to become me'ilah, either if it was started like that or it ended like that with its status. Either way, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it could yima'aluba. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua responds to him, lo, it's not a proof. Imamarta bekatshe kadashim, sheshehatan badarom, ushatan l'shem kadashim kalim. Even though you could say that there is me'ilah in the case of katshe kadashim that was slaughtered in the south for the sake of kadashim kalim, sheken shinat sheman bedavar sheyesh bo isur v'heter, because the designation was changed to something that has forbidden parts, which are subject to me'ilah, and there's permitted parts, which are exempt from me'ilah. The imurim of the kadashim kalim are subject to me'ilah because they're fully burned on the mizbeach and the rest of the meat is eaten and therefore is exempt from me'ilah. What he's basically saying here is that you have two parts of the animal. You have, when talking about the kadashim kalim, you have the parts of the animal that are fully burned on the mizbeach and the parts that are eaten by kohanim. The parts that are fully burned on the mizbeach, those parts of the animal have me'ilah applicable to them because they're not edible, they're burned on the mizbeach. But the rest of the meat, which is eaten by the Kohanim, is exempt from Me'ilah. So therefore, what he's saying over here is, Kacheh Kadashim had the designation changed to something that is still subject to Me'ilah in some capacity. Therefore, you could say that it keeps the Me'ilah status. Ah, Tomar Ba'ola, Sheshinat Shema, B'davar Shekulo Heter. How can we say the same logic? We're talking about a bird Ola that was changed into a Korban Hatat, which is fully permitted. The bird Ola that we're talking about was eventually offered as a bird Hatat, and a bird hatat is fully exempt from me'ilah because it could be eaten. So, and we're talking about the entire bird over here, no part of it's burned on the mizbeach. So therefore, this type of change could make an ola fully exempt from me'ilah because the entire bird here is consumed by the person.